Hey, is every media outlet in the world is ready to press the go button
on the
Queen of England? But it's just a fact, isn't it? That's where we're at now because she's getting frailer and not. Well, I think it's the first time, bar pregnancies, she didn't go to this big opening
of Parliament. Yeah, first time in 60 years. Mm. So we're seeing the vision this morning of Prince Charles, you know, taking the Queen's role in that.
Yeah,
and we thought we'd just find out, like, what happens. Yeah, they've had plans in place forever.
Oh, yeah.
If something sadly happens to the Queen.
Yeah.
But what does happen and how quickly does Charles take the throne, all those little bits and pieces?
Yeah, all the inaugurations, all of that. Yeah. I'm just wondering, yeah.
Nine Honey Royal Reporter is Natalie Oliveri and she's with us. G'day, Nat.
Good morning.
The curiosity is, Natalie, and again, we are jumping the gun on poor Queen Elizabeth, of course, but we're saying if there is a funeral, the time lapse between you've got to organise all of that before he's officially king, or is there some little note that makes him king immediately?
Well, look, as soon as the monarch does pass, Prince Charles is king.
Yeah.
He will become king at the moment of his mother's death. It is that immediate.
Right.
Look, the process, I guess the code name for the operation is London Bridge, and these plans have been in place for many years. They have been changed over the years, so we're not entirely sure of the exact plan for when that does happen, but we do know generally how it will proceed. So when the monarch does pass, Prince Charles immediately will become king. He will be the first family member to be informed of his mother's death. That will follow by close family members, including the Queen's three other children. Now, the British Prime Minister will be the first official to be told, and later he will make a statement. Now, in terms of how the world will find out, the news will go to the 15 governments outside of the UK first, where the Queen is head of state, and then to the other Commonwealth nations. The announcement will be made to the public from the palace via the media, and it will be world news instantly. And that's all we're going to hear about. And look, at the same time, a footman will come out of the gates of Buckingham Palace and he'll attach a notice to the gates announcing the news. The palace website will go black, as will all of the social media accounts belonging to the royal family. And we saw that when Prince Philip passed away last year. So a similar process. However, this time it's going to be much, much bigger. There'll be an official mourning period of 10 days and that will end when the Queen's funeral will take place at Westminster Abbey. But of course, before then, we will see her body lie in state at Westminster, and we're expecting tens of thousands of people to come and pay their respects.
It really will be, because for all of us that are alive today, she's the only one we've ever known.
Just to even say the like word king out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, this year is her 70th year on the throne. It is her platinum jubilee. So, of course, she became queen in 1952 when her own father passed away. But look, her coronation didn't occur until a year later. Now, with Prince Charles, that same time period could happen. He won't be crowned, I guess, until probably 9 months to a year later. However, he will still be king. So he'll be king from the moment his mother does go. But look, his coronation is going to be much different from the Queen's. Hers was a massive spectacle and very much, you know, of the time. Prince Charles, he's always wanted to modernise the monarchy. So we're not expecting his coronation to be as lavish and as big as we saw in 1953 for the Queen's.
Well, we see there's all this talk about Harry and Meghan bringing their kids over for the balcony wave for the Jubilee. Mm. Do you think we'll see them on the balcony, or is that what we're hearing not going to happen?
It's hard to tell with the Platinum Jubilee. Harry and Meghan stepped back from their roles as senior working royals in March 2020, and technically only members of the royal family who are undertaking official duties on behalf of the monarch can stand on the balcony. The Queen has said this year that that's how it will proceed, that it will only be the working royals, and that includes about 12 members of her family and their children. So we're not expecting Harry and Meghan to be up there on the balcony. However, things could change at the last minute, and the Queen may make, I guess, a change of heart for her beloved grandson. But certainly they will be taking part in a number of events over the four-day Jubilee weekend. The palace is yet to confirm which events those will be. We don't even know what events the Queen will be at this point, because she has been suffering from these mobility problems, and that's why she wasn't at the state opening of Parliament government overnight. However, we are expecting her to be front and centre of Trooping the Colour on the palace balcony. And also there's going to be a church service held at St Paul's Cathedral, and we're hoping to see the Queen then. And also she loves her horse racing, and one of the events over the Jubilee Festival is the Epsom Derby. Mm. So that hopefully will provide, I guess, a nice photo opportunity for the Queen. She's always very, very animated at the horse races.
All right, so we haven't written her off yet.
Absolutely not, no. She's 96, and you know, it is to be expected that she's going to be stepping back from some duties because, you know, she is an old lady, but I think it's unfair to place all these, I guess, to sort of think she'd be doing things the same way she did 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, Nat, then. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too, Nat Oliveri from Nine Honey. Have you seen the new show on one of the streaming services called The Royals?
No.
Oh, my God. Elizabeth Hurley plays the Queen.
Oh, righto.
And it's not the Queen,
no,
but she is the Queen of England.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a sort of a parallel universe to if there was a modern royal family. And
right.
It's horrendous.
Okay.
Liz Hurley is a potty mouth Scarlet Woman.
Oh, is she?
And her daughter is a drug-soaked,
there we
even
go.
Worse Scarlet Woman.
There we go.
it's an abomination.
Yeah. You know what I'm picturing at that Jubilee thing, right? You were asking about Harry
Meghan.
I reckon they'll have a guy in a black t-shirt with security on the back at the gate. It's like, come in, Liz, you know, Andrew, you know, you know you can't come in, man. Oh, come on, I was a prince. Nah, mate.
Not anymore, buddy.
Nah, mate.